وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حافظ وادي ساب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa wassayna al-insana biwalidayhi ihsana. Hamalathu ummuhu kurha wa wada'athu kurha wa hamduhu wa fisaluhu 30 shahra. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings he has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ 40 سَنَةً قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين أولئك الذين نتقبل عنهم أحسن ما عملوا ونتجاوز عن سيئاتهم في أصحاب الجنة وعد الصدق الذي كانوا يوعدون. We ordered man to be dutiful to his parents. His mother bore him in her womb in pain and gave birth to him in pain. His remaining in the womb and his weaning are in 30 months, till when he attained his full strength and reached 40 years, he said, O my sustainer, grant me that I may be thankful for your favor which you bestowed upon me and upon my parents, and that I may do good deeds with which you are pleased, and grant me righteous offspring. I have turned in repentance to you, and to you I have surrendered. These are those from whom we accept the best which they did and pardon their misdeeds, abiding with the inhabitants of paradise, a true promise which used to be made to them. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which deed is the most beloved to Allah? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, offering salah at its appointed time. I asked, then which deed? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, obedience to parents. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there were three people walking when rain fell upon them. So they took refuge in a cave in a mountain. A rock from the mountain fell onto the mouth of the cave and thus sealed them off. One of them said to the others, think over your good deeds, which you did solely for Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and supplicate to Allah by virtue of such deeds. Perhaps He will remove this rock. So one of them said, O Allah, I had extremely old parents. I also had small children. I used to tend to sheep. When I returned in the evening, I would milk the sheep and commence by giving milk to my parents before giving my children. One day, I went far off in search of grazing trees. I therefore returned late in the evening. I found that my parents had already fallen asleep. I milked the sheep, as was my habit, and brought the milk to them. I stood at their side, not wanting to wake them up from their sleep. At the same time, I did not want to give my children before giving my parents. The children were screaming at my feet out of hunger. I continued standing at their side, and the children continued crying till the break of dawn. If I did this solely for your pleasure, open for us this cave so that we could see the sky. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu opened it partly, whereby they could see the sky. He then narrated the rest of the hadith. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeking permission to go out for jihad. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Are your parents alive?" He replied, "Yes." He Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Your jihad is in serving them." Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a man from Yemen emigrated to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he asked him, "Do you have anyone in Yemen?" He replied, "My parents." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Did they permit you to emigrate?" He replied, "No." So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Go back to them and ask them for permission. If they permit you, you may take part in jihad. If not, be obedient to them and remain in their service." Abdullah ibn Amr narrates that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "I pledge allegiance to you on emigration and jihad. I seek reward from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu." So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Are any of your parents alive?" He replied, "Yes. In fact, both of them are alive." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "And you are still seeking reward from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu?" He replied, "Yes." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Go back to your parents and remain obedient in their companionship." Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi narrates the above as follows, that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "I came to pledge allegiance to you on emigration, and I left my parents crying." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Go back to them and make them laugh as you made them cry." Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "I desire to take part in jihad, but I'm unable to do so." He asked, "Do you have any of your parents?" So he replied, "My mother." So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Let Allah Jalla Jalaluhu test you in your obedience to her. If you do that, you will be a person performing Hajj, Umrah, and waging jihad." Muawiyah ibn Jahima narrates that Jahima radiallahu ta'ala came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "I have decided to take part in jihad. I came to consult with you in this regard. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Do you have a mother?" So he replied, "Yes." So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Remain constantly with her because paradise lies at her feet." At-Tabarani rahimahullah narrates the above with the following exception. Jahima narrates, "I came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeking his advice with regard to jihad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, 'Do you have parents?' I replied, 'Yes.' He said, 'Remain constantly with them because paradise lies at their feet.'" Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a man asked, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the right of parents over their child?" He replied, "They are your paradise or your hellfire." Talha ibn Muawiyah al-Sulami radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "I came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, 'O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to take part in jihad in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu.' So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, 'Is your mother alive?' I replied, 'Yes.' So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'Remain at her feet, for that is where paradise lies.'" Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a man came to him and said, "I have a wife and my mother is ordering me to divorce her." I said, "I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, 'The father is the middle door of paradise. If you wish, you may destroy that door or you may safeguard it.'" Imam At-Tirmidhi rahmatullahi says, "It is possible that Sufyan said, 'My mother,' or he may have said, 'My father.'" Ibn Hibban, rahimahullah, narrates the above with the following exception. A man came to Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala and said, "My father continued persisting me till he got me married. Now he's ordering me to divorce her." Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala said to him, "I'm not going to order you to disobey your parents, nor am I going to order you to divorce your wife. However, if you like, I will relate to you what I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the father is the middle door of paradise. You can either safeguard the door or abandon it." The narrator says, I think Atah said that he divorced her. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The pleasure of Allah lies in the pleasure of the father. The wrath of Allah lies in the wrath of the father." Now, bearing these ahadith in mind, you know, there may be legitimate reasons for a divorce, but there may not be. So a person has to weigh the circumstances in that particular regard. Tabarani rahimahullah narrates above with the following exception in the pleasure of the parents. Thoban radiallahu ta'ala narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A person is deprived of sustenance because of a sin which he commits. Nothing but supplication can repulse fate and taqdeer. Nothing but obedience increases the lifespan." Salman radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Nothing but supplication repulses fate. Nothing but obedience increases the lifespan." Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who desires extension in his life and increase in his sustenance should remain obedient to his parents and maintain his ties of kinship." Mu'adh ibn Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Glad tidings to he who is obedient to his parents. Allah jalla jalaluhu shall increase his lifespan." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Abstain from the women of people and your women will remain chaste. Be obedient to your parents and your children will be obedient to you. He whose brother comes to him excusing himself for a sin, accept his excuse whether he is right or wrong. If he does not do that, he will not meet me at the fountain of Kawthar." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "May he be disgraced, may he be disgraced." So he was asked, "Who, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "He in whose presence both parents or one of them reach old age, yet he is unable to enter paradise because of not serving them." Malik ibn Amr al-Qushayri radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, he who frees a Muslim slave, he will be his atonement from the hellfire. He who is either of his parents and is still unable to gain forgiveness, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will cast him far away from his mercy." So such are the rewards for the obedience to one's parents. And knowing well that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded us in this direction, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of serving our parents, respecting them, obeying them, and taking the du'as. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.